భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
Into 4, is it?
Yes.
4, chapter 20, text 33.
Thank you. Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena.
My dear king, O protector of the citizens, henceforth, be very careful to execute my orders and not be misled by anything. Anyone who lives in that way, simply carrying out my orders faithfully, will always find good fortune all over the world.
Carefully follow the order of the Lord, and then we'll
have good fortune wherever we go. Report, Mr. Prabhupada. The sum and substance of religious life is to execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the question will come. Did I say Om Gyanam Nidam Nasya Janagana Svakayam Chakshu Sridham Jena Parasmai Shri Hirvaya Maha Shri Chaitanya Manavisam Shaktikam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Dati Sahabanamikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavani Jyananda Shri Arayti Gadaata Shri Vasati Gopurma Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. And the question will be, well, how do we know what Lord Vishnu wants? It's granted. The religious Christians also say, thy will be done. Everybody is claiming that they are doing the will of God. But as Prabhupada mentions here, there are many in the name of religion who are not actually religious. So you're claiming, you Hare Krishnas are saying, well, you have. You can know the will of the Lord. But someone else will say no, and then there'll be conflict. No, I say this is what God wants. No, I say this is what God wants. In World War I, the both armies had on their uniform for God and country. They're killing each other. So, this is the problem. Then, what is the solution? We used to bring problems to Srila Prabhupada, questions and so on, but you have to also know the answer. I mean, of course, he would give us the answer, but still, we should know. The answer is that we need to have a spiritual master. The spiritual master is one insofar as that he's repeating the order of the Lord. If anybody is fully Krishna conscious, and he meets somebody else fully Krishna conscious, there won't be two opinions about the principles. Made some detail maybe there. But the principle is one, that we should serve God, and the spiritual master carries that. Therefore, the disciple has to see the spiritual master as good as God. This is the injunction. Shakshanvani. Now the next question will come, well, how do we know that the spiritual master is as good as God? So that requires our qualification. Just like how do we know a diamond is valuable? It looks just like a piece of glass. So we have to school ourselves. What is the qualification of the bona fide spiritual master? Then we can accept his order. Prabhupada mentions this in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In text 41, he says that how he himself was inspired by the purport there by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. The verse is how you have to be one pointed. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained in the purport, the only way to be one pointed is to take the order of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. And Srila Prabhupada, when he said, when I read that, I became inspired. And so we see practically, Prabhupada took the order of the spiritual master as his life and soul. And therefore we're successful. So we have to also, this is the principle. Otherwise we come to the mental platform. Perhaps, maybe, one day our mind thinks one thing, next day another thing. So, this is the qualification. Now again, when we're buying diamonds, we have to know what is a diamond. So, we have to find out who is a bona fide spiritual master. This should be our first business. Rupa Goswami says, Guru Puja, the first business is to find out the bona fide representative of Krishna. So we're very fortunate that Prabhupada has made our investigation very easy, because you're so obviously a transcendental personality, beyond the noise of material nature, no more inclination to sin, even in his subconscious, even in his dream. And those of us, like Prajapati himself, had some good fortune to associate with Sri Prabhupada. So for us, it became a realization, not just an intellectual thing, but it became something that we had assimilated. At least for myself. It was no longer a question that the Prabhupada was a worshipable person. I remember preaching that in 1971 to one of my god brothers in Detroit. And I was preaching with full conviction. And before I became a devotee, I was a cynic. It wasn't that I just, you know, innocently fell into this, I was investigating very. When I first heard the devotees preaching, I immediately went to the library and got 6 Bhagavad Gita. I wanted to prove that they were wrong. They were so sure that this was the Bhagavad Gita. But after doing it, comparative study, I had to admit that this is what Bhagavad Gita is saying, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and you should surrender at Him. So similarly, with Srila Prabhupada, I remember when he first came to Buffalo where I was, he stayed at a friend of Krishna's house, Indian man, and he had darshan in his living room there. And I had just seen Prabhupada here, but this was the first time I had a chance to associate. And so I was sitting in the back kind of, and Prabhupada was doing some work on his desk or something, and he looked up and he saw me staring at him. I was thinking, trying to penetrate. You know, where is this person? Where is he coming from? How come he's worshiping him? Because of course for us in the West, this is a very foreign conception to worship a person. I can remember my mother saying, don't ever worship a person, you should only worship God. And I thought that was good advice. You know, I didn't see any person that was perfect. And so I always felt like that. But I saw that these people were worshiping God. And I thought, what is this? Who is he? You know, how is this possible? So I was looking like that, and suddenly Prabhupada caught my glance, and he said, yes. he was also capable of looking. So, like that, I wasn't convinced even then. I did have a realization that my looking wasn't so pure, by Prabhupada's mercy. But it wasn't until I really had association in London, I was fortunate by Mukunda Goswami's mercy, I became Prabhupada's masseur. I was giving massage every day for about 3 months. But during that period, then I became convinced, this person is completely free from any, motive of sense gratification, for any desire to exploit me for his own purposes. That became clear to me so many times, over and over again, that it was shown very, very, very clearly. Once Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness is like the blue sky. Very clear. So it was like that. It became very clear to me that this person was a real Paramahansa. He was beyond the modes of material nature. He had no malice at all. This is one of the definitions of the Uttama Adhikara. He's completely free from the propensity to fall fine. So Prabhupada was always our well-wishing. Even if he found fault with us, that was also from the well-wishing point. He didn't have any envy. He wasn't trying to put us down anyway. So we became convinced. And so then it becomes easy. Yes, let us just do what Prabhupada wants. Not only for us disciples, but everybody who connects to ISKCON. Prabhupada is their guru. So why not just find out what Prabhupada wants? And it's very clear. We read his books, we read his conversations, we read his letters, we listen to his tapes. So much information is there. What Prabhupada wants. He wants us to cooperate, first of all. So it's a practical thing to cooperate. Means no one is, forcing anyone. It's forcing. Because we knew that Prabhupada loved us, therefore we willingly sacrifice for his pleasure. But in the name of, establishing our authority, we start forcing people. Then the mood will be spoiled. So we need to cooperate out of love. What is that love? Yes, for our spiritual lives. Cooperate out of love for glorifying God. And quite frankly, we haven't done such a good job since Prabhupada left. We experienced practically in Prabhupada's time how this movement was burgeoning, growing in every direction. Here in America, especially in 1975, 76, 77, even for a couple years after Prabhupada left. But then we saw, instead of cooperating, it became competition. Guru on the wall, who's the greatest of them all? The gurus started competing with each other, and their followers. And so gradually, the potential was undermined. So we have to again pick up the ball, so to speak, and continue in that mood of a real cooperation, not trying to compete and present ourselves better than others, but cooperating for glorifying Prabhupada. How influential is our Hare Krishna movement in America? Not very much. Why? Because we haven't shown that, just like you said, that the Christians were able to finally convince the Romans, because even when they were being fed to the lions, they loved each other. They were embracing each other. They had natural affection. Because they loved Christ, so naturally they loved each other. That was the commandment. Love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, and your neighbor as yourself. So then the people were amazed that these are not ordinary people. So we have to show that kind of example amongst ourselves. Then people will be attracted. They'll say, oh, these are really nice people. Not that they come and they see politics and this and one devotee putting down another devotee. And then they think, well, I can have that anyway. Why do I want to come to spiritual life and see quarreling and bickering and so on? So this is everyone's job. Of course, it starts with the leaders, but every one of us as are leaders in the sense that we're preaching. We're preaching to the outsiders. They're coming. Just like yesterday, we saw so many people are coming from nowhere. So we have to show that kind of example and train our children also. This is a real task, a real challenge, you can say, to have the children imbibe the same spirit. But of course, the children are very intelligent. If they don't see it in us, then why would they? When they see the parents are quarreling, husband and wife, neighbors and so on, then it becomes easy for them to quarrel. So each one of us then has to show that example. This is the real preaching spirit. Prabhupada wants us to preach, but the best preaching is to be the acharya, to teach by example. So if we look in our heart, we'll see that there's room for improvement in this category. So that should be our first business, how to qualify ourselves. And of course, it's not just an intellectual thing, but if we really feel that we need to be qualified, that we're lacking in this matter, they will take the medicine with enthusiasm. What is that medicine? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And the more we take the medicine, the more we'll be convinced, oh, this is a very sweet medicine, actually. Just like sometimes when I was a child, we had to take medicine, and they put it with honey, and then I think, oh, this is nice. This is nice medicine. So the Holy Name is like that. It's a medicine, but it's mixed with honey. We can quickly get a taste. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, especially the kirtan. The kirtan is the easiest way for us to experience something sweet, something better. Of course, japa is also. It's like I think your Tava Krishna Raj once said it's a japa yoga. So we need to chant the Holy Name with enthusiasm. And if we don't feel enthusiasm, we should chant the Holy Name out of duty. But we should chant the Holy Name. And we will get the enthusiasm. We heard this story now. In the early days, the devotees were there in the 22nd Avenue, and one devotee, he wouldn't bow down, Bhagavani. And he said, Prabhupada, I don't feel it. So I have to be honest to myself. I don't feel like bowing down. Right? Everybody else was bowing down, but he... So this came to Prabhupada's attention, right? And he was saying, that's okay, you don't feel like it. But if you bow down, then you will feel like it. Go on bowing down. This is called Sarada Bhakti. Go on practicing, bow down, bow down. Every time you come in the temple, you bow down. Manmana Bhava, this verse Prabhupada is giving us here in the purpose, in the purport. Manmana Bhava. So that means bowing down. What are the items? If you go on doing it, then you won't feel like doing it. It will come to you. Similarly with the chanting. Go on with the kirtan. Go on with your chakra. Very conscientiously. And then you'll begin to experience. Well, this is really, this is not an ordinary thing. This gives me life. I remember once in Vrindavan, 1974. Srila Prabhupada was a little ill at that time. And he was recovering. So he would come out every evening, sit underneath the tamal tree, and he would watch the program. The program was 6:30 arti, and 7 o'clock someone one of us would give class. And again, there would be another kirtan. So it was kirtan, class, and then kirtan. And Prabhupada would send Shruti Kirti, and whoever was speaking, he would say, okay, that's enough. Speak less, he would say. And chant more. And then the second kirtan would go on, you know, for an hour or so. That was Lord Chaitanya's program also. He would chant every evening for 4 hours. He would say, we had Nagasen kirtan. So that was Prabhupada's emphasizing. Chanting. Chant more, speak less. And once after that program like that, we came back. She was probably sitting on his bed. It was like still warm September. And for a few minutes before the mosquitoes came, he was sitting there. And Shruti Kirti and I were sitting on the ground. And Prabhupada was feeling somewhat enthusiastic. He said, this kirtan gives us life. And he said, if you don't get life in the kirtan, simply sex life. So we're looking for life, that's the fact. Everyone is looking for rasa, some kind of taste, something sweet. Because of the nature of the soul, we're meant to enjoy. At every moment, we're meant to experience something new and fresh and dynamic. So if we don't get it from the kirtan, we're going to be looking for sex life. Otherwise, what else is there? The whole world is moving on this principle. Rubbing genitals. This is the duality of material life, male and female. So in order to come above that, you have to have a higher taste. So this kirtan, we should take the japa, the kirtan of also, this is speaking. And then we'll feel something sublime, something better. And giving up this other business will be easy. Okay, any questions? Comments?
After Kirtavodhi departs this world, sometimes there is a lot of confusion as to what to do, where to go forward. Do you think that the politics or the problems that were early on in 1978, is that really something that we just have to keep remembering over and over again?
Well, at least we should learn from our mistakes.
And we learn what? That's what
the mistake is, that we imitate the problem. For instance, there was a. In other words, everything should be natural. We when Prabhupada came, we didn't give him daily guru puja, we didn't give him big vyasas or everything. No, but gradually we saw that he was a worshipable leader. And so we arranged these things. We found out about him. We called him Prabhupada. In the beginning, it was Swamiji. So gradually, like that, there was a attempt to for us to treat Prabhupada in a proper way. And it was natural. But after Prabhupada left, there was no natural demand that every guru would be given daily guru puja by his sky brothers in the temple, or that there would be a big vyasa song for him in the temple, or that the god brothers would make his vyasa puja book. But because Prabhupada did it, then the guru said, well, we only know Prabhupada, so we should also do it. But that was a mistake. Instead of following the footsteps, they imitated. The advice is that we should follow the leader, but there's a sense of imitating and following in the footsteps. So because that mistake was made, then there is a problem. So at least those of us who are initiating it, so we have to be careful not to make the same mistake. So in that sense, not that we're dwelling on it, or we relish the fact that we make a mistake, but we're all involved. We all made a mistake. We're not just pointing fingers.
But we should learn from our mistake. We should keep ourselves, you know, in a humble position. Father was always humble. That's a fact. He was always very humble. So if we start thinking, I'm the master, and these are my disciples, I can manipulate them, and so on. And that's the wrong attitude. Otherwise, it's very risky business, being a spiritual master. Your disciples can finish you off with their favorable service and flattery, and then you start, it goes to your head, you start thinking, oh yes, actually that's right. You should touch my feet, you should do it. So all of us are going to be spiritual masters. We already are. In other words, as soon as you start preaching, people will come and hear and appreciate. So you have to learn how to remain humble. Wouldn't you say?
That's one of the best.
Not try to improve on Prabhupada or surpass him, but simply.
Thank you. Sometimes it's not easy because since time immemorial, we've been looking for sense gratification. Sense gratification means, how can I exploit the nature? How can I exploit other living entities? So in the name of religion, there's a big scope for mischief. There's an exploiting.
Actually, it's a big misunderstanding because the first verse of the Isha Upanishad is that Krishna is complete and perfect, even though so many units are emanating. So Prabhupada, even though he was not physically present, still the movement is complete. So I think I'm starting to understand a little bit what you're saying. It was actually a spiritual misunderstanding more than anything to try to be in the position of Prabhupada. That's a spiritual misunderstanding, no doubt, because Prabhupada already set it up. He already set up the framework, and all we have to do is cooperate with the same. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Krishna. Yeah, I think this is from the understanding. It's said out there, if we don't learn from the history, then we repeat it. Okay, any other comments or questions?
Or Kirtan?
Ah, Shivan Sangeet.